Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Good morning and welcome to Daylight, a podcast from CFO North America.
Daylight is a time for focused listening. As we listen, we are drawn into God's presence. With a quiet heart, we let go of our desires and accept His invitation to taste and see how very good He really is. We remember He loves us dearly. Holy Spirit, take us to this place of love, of trust, of rest. You restore our souls. We invite you now to meet with God and let His love cover you, and let His peace fill you and free you.
The theme for today's meditation is Living with God, based on selections from Revelation chapters 4 and 21, John chapter 14, and Psalm 23. It has always been God's desire to dwell with us. This is fulfilled through our faith in Jesus as our Savior. He has bridged the distance between heaven and earth by giving us His Holy Spirit for guidance and correction. We trust Him and what He said, as recorded in the Scriptures, as well as what He says to us every day through His Spirit in us. He is with us, and we are with Him. Even though we don't always see it fully, it is still true, because God cannot lie. Because God wants us to be with Him, because He loves us so very much. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be their God." And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be their God." He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order has passed away. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Father, thank you for calling us home, for pursuing us. Thank you for telling us of our value, for giving us new names and a family. You created us. You thought of us, knew us before you made the world. You determined we would live now to be your light in a dark world. May we align with your purposes and not block your light. May we shine and draw everyone to you, the one who loves so purely, so deeply, so perfectly. Let us be those who are labeled those who love. Thank you for listening and praying with us today.